The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, a lack of public dentists has led to nearly 360,000 appointments in the last 5 years being denied to children who are eligible for free dental care. A Fianna Fáil senator is now calling for a €200 tax credit in the budget for those who didn't get treatment. I'm joined by the chief executive of the Irish Dental Association, Fintan Hourihan, now for more on this. Good morning, Fintan.
Hello, Claire.
This idea of the €200 tax credit, do you think that that is a good idea? Would it make any difference?
I think it would make a difference. I think the change that would make the biggest difference, however, will be actually rebuilding the public dental service. There is a case for the dental tax credit. It's not dissimilar to changes we have advocated with the tax relief scheme. But I think your listeners will be shocked when I tell you that in the last 20 years, the number of positions, dental positions in the HSE has fallen by 30%. The population, the under 16s who are entitled to care, has increased by that amount. And yet, whereas dentistry numbers are falling by 30%, numbers of doctors are up 50%, consultants up 44%, nurses up 36%, managers up 50%, other healthcare professionals up 46%. So dentistry has been a complete outlier, has been completely neglected by the HSE. And the single biggest difference that would, or the single biggest change that would make a difference in ensuring that children get to see the dentist would be to hire more dentists in the HSE.
So they're not even looking for the dentists, are they? The positions aren't there.
Well, they are looking for them. There isn't a policy of replacing every position as it becomes vacant. There isn't a policy of ensuring that the numbers keep pace with the increase in the population. The numbers, the facts speak for themselves. So dentistry has always been neglected by the HSE. They will come up with all sorts of reasons and excuses, but the reality is there's no way there's any other explanation other than dentistry is not seen as important by the HSE or indeed by the Department of Health. Children should be seen three times in primary school. That goes back to 1994. Now, most of them, if they're lucky, will be seen in sixth class, when many of them will be on the cusp of their teenage years. It's it's a pretty damning indictment. So, yes, of course, ideas like the tax credit, and of course, that'll only benefit those who pay tax, have to be welcomed, but they should be very much secondary to the primary solution, which is to hire more dentists, to say we are going to reach a target of 500 dentists working in the public service because that's what's needed. We're going to do it on a phased basis. We'll remove the administrative delays and obstacles that are hindering recruitment. We will make it an attractive place to work. We will address the underlying reasons as to why people don't want to work there. That would actually see all children as part of a targeted approach so that all children are seen, not just those whose families bring them to the dentist, are actually seen by the dentist.
So if you don't get those checks in school or in when you're in primary school as you're supposed to, can you go to the primary care centre in your area and just pitch up and say, look, we haven't had the dental checks that we are entitled to. Can the dentist who is employed here have a look at my child?
Well, those are the very same dentists I'm talking about. I mean, the dentists that work to see children are employed by the HSE, so they work in dental clinics operated by the HSE. So if you're not seen, your only option is to seek to make a private appointment or simply hope for the best, and that's never a good solution.
But so you can't go and seek your free care even if it doesn't come to you in the school.
Well, you can seek it, but the likelihood that you'll succeed is not terribly good, because to be fair to the dentists who are in the service, they're under horrendous pressure. They have to make decisions as to, you know, how they allocate their resources. But the idea of, you know, queuing outside a dental clinic isn't, you know, ultimately the solution either.
So, but what are they doing?
Who are you referring to?
The HSE dentists. What are they doing?
Well, what the HSE dentists are doing is actually seeing the children that they can see. There aren't enough of them. Their primary focus is on children. They also see special care patients. But, you know, the numbers of children who ought to be seen three times in primary school is completely overwhelming when you look at the numbers of dentists in the service. So, like, we've barely 300 dentists for the entirety of the country. So there's no way that they will ever be able to see all those children as things stand. They are overworked as things stand because they are fewer in number.
And are those HSE dental jobs, are they not attractive?
Well, you know, when you see that 90% of dentists work outside the HSE in private practice, then clearly most dentists choose to work in private practice. There's a continuous problem in retaining dentists in the HSE. It is very stressful because when you're dealing more with more and more patients, more of whom are in pain and seeking emergency care, rather than you being trained to provide preventative care and treatment, then clearly it's difficult to retain people in the service.
Okay, a listener says that we have to employ more dentists to provide dental care, but it's not just a question of creating more places in dental schools, because that's literally supplying Australia, not Ireland. Is that fair?
Well, it's fair to say that two-thirds of the dentists who join the register who get a licence to practice in Ireland are coming in from overseas. So we are a long way short of providing enough dentists from our schools here in Ireland to provide care in Ireland. There is a separate issue, which is that half of the places in our dental schools are given over to students from outside the EU who traditionally go back to Canada and the Far East, not surprisingly. The reason why there are so many is because the schools are underfunded and these students are paying 50,000 euro a year. And we don't have enough dentists. We have one of the lowest per capita ratios in Europe. But the majority of dentists who are joining the register are coming from outside Europe, and that would probably continue for the foreseeable future.
A listener is a Canadian working for the HSE Dental Service since the year 2000. This person says, fact, dental health is low on the list of priorities in the majority of Irish families. That's why the government can underfund the dental service. It should be a subsidised service, not a free one, where parents pay a portion of the bill and the government pays the rest, but children are seen annually as they should be. What do you think of that, Fintan, that we don't prioritise dental health?
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily fair, because there are many families who would say they'd like to see the dentist more regularly. As regards, you know, how they are supported by the state made huge cuts in the supports to families through the medical card schemes, through the PRSI scheme, through tax relief changes, through cutting the employment levels in the HSE. So the state ultimately has the power to help families to get to see their dentist more regularly. Whether the models need to change, I would agree that the free medical card scheme hasn't worked. It doesn't work for dentists, it doesn't work for patients. And I do believe that there should be changes made in how families are supported in terms of alleviating the costs of dental care. And we've made countless submissions. We've called for greater tax relief. We've called for the introduction of voucher-based systems. We have a lot of solutions that we want to discuss with the Department of Health. And, you know, the listener has some useful ideas.
What do you get back? It's 20%, isn't it, the tax relief on your dental fee?
Yes, it's the standard rate relief currently. So before 2010, you could get the marginal rate relief, which was around 42% at the time. So for a lot of the more expensive treatments, such as root canal treatments, orthodontic treatments, you're immediately saving almost half. You're getting up to 42% if you're paying the higher rate of tax. And that's something that was just removed overnight, along with major changes to remove free and subsidised treatments under the two-state dental scheme. So, yes, we have advocated that there would be improvements made to alleviate the cost, whether in the form of tax relief or new and better state-funded dental schemes.
Whatever about basic dental care, orthodontics, that is the pursuit of the privileged, isn't it? Because it's very expensive and there is little to no help.
Well, again, yes, we don't have enough orthodontists in the public service to deal with the waiting lists. We don't have enough support for patients to alleviate the costs with the Med2 scheme. It is in huge demand, and we would like to see, I suppose, measures introduced as a matter of priority to alleviate the costs for parents and carers, because it is expensive. It's expensive to provide, and it's expensive, obviously, for the recipients.
All right, Fintan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Fintan Harahan there from the Irish Dental Association. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.